I think, and then we had a Christmas party or something, and I met him, and then Ray Abshaw was working there, and then Ray Abshaw started playing the accordion, and we both ended up speaking and telling each other how we liked Cajun music. little did he know that when he was going to get older, Larry,
little
I'm talking
did
about,
he know, I'll
that
he,
both
that.
Of his boys was going to play Cajun music.
We didn't listen to it probably till I was about 13 or 14 and really got interested in the language first. The language was always my first passion, and the music came later just because I had to learn, you know, learn the music because of the language. But we used to get in the car Sunday mornings, and Daddy would turn the music on and say, turn it off. I don't want to hear that.
It was automatic. It was automatic. Yeah, my kids too. Mais t'as parlé français avec ton grand-mère et grand-père?
Oui. Tu mes vieilles tantes, mes grandes tantes, mes les sœurs de mon grand-père.
Et Larry a compris le français, mais il parle pas.
Il parle.
Un petit brin, mais il veut pas parler.
Il était élevé avec ça, tu vois, parce que T-Gramp a resté avec eux. Et il était tout le temps alentour, le français. Ça fait, il connaît. Oh, yeah.
Mais comment t'as commencé à être intéressé avec la musique cajun?
Par rapport à la langue. Parce que quand je m'ai intéressé avec la musique, ça m'a. Well, j'ai demandé à ma tante Alice un jour. Et Alice, tu peux me montrer à parler français. Elle a dit, oh oui, je peux. Si tu veux apprendre, je vais vous montrer. So, and that kind of got the language. It was about the same time. I was 13 or 14. And mais mon grand-père et ma grand-mère, ils ont voyagé à la France. Ils ont retourné avec un papier, une feuille de papier avec des chansons. En français, les chansons cadiennes, les chansons canadiennes, françaises, tout ça. Et la porte en arrière était une des chansons. Et I looked at it, I was like, man, let me translate it, let me see what it means. And that's ça, c'est la première chose que je me rappelle, que m'a intéressé avec la langage.
That's a great story. Language, it was always, like my house, we didn't.
I wanted to learn how to speak because they always spoke
French. Even my mom and dad, we spoke French, and my grandmother didn't speak any English at all. So, and then I had some friends in high school. Went to school on the north side of Lafayette. Back in 19, I think we graduated in 1963, but I had about three or four of us. We all spoke French. And the teachers hated it because it was the other way around. You know, we would talk about the teacher in class, and there wasn't a thing she could do about it because she couldn't understand French.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a good time. The Opus Two Step. Is that that's one of your original?
One of the originals right here.
Okay.
Rodaille, renaille, et m'embaucher un bord de l'or. Tous les jours et tous les soirs sont finissants. Quelle envie, toi tu crois, tu peux vivant comme ça. Oui, ton aigle, il va pas prendre, oui, tu sais. Une vie, tu savais, quand t'as quitté mes chers bébés. Oui, ton aigle, il serait ici, t'en espérant, mais que tu t'en viens. Tu t'apercevoir que t'as mal fait. Et serait alright, oui, si tu me joins à la maison. Aujourd'hui, sans toi, j'ai malheureux et triste. Oui, je m'ennuie tous les jours et toutes les nuits. Mais moi, tu sais, tout ce que ça va me rendre pour me faire content et soulager. Oui, quand je vois ta belle figure, charge brun. Mais moi, je connais, sera si content et si heureux. Avec toi, à ma maison, pour finir, oui, tu pis jaune. Oui, char, tu chuches pris, c'est quand tu joins ton char vinaigre. Tu vas voir, mais ton erreur, quoi t'as fait? Comme ça. Opus, c'est le nom du chemin. Opus Lane, c'est le nom du chemin à côté de la propriété de Simon, au Judas, et il y a la place qu'on a recordée, ça. Ça, c'est le nom du chemin.
Opus so Lane. You named the Opus Two Step.
Hein? I guess.
C'est pas d'Opus.
Opus Two Step.
Et c'est français, ça, Opus?
Ah, je connais pas. Peut-être c'est quelqu'un qui reste au bout du chemin, hein? Je connais pas.
Listen, you picked some real good musicians to sing their song. One of my favorites for sure, Robert Bertrand. The Louisiana Ramblers Waltz.
Hey, we're going to send that out to everybody, all the Shakespeare's right there.
Louisiana Ramblers Waltz. Robert Bertrand.
Mon poteau, dis-moi ton mot. Oh, t'es là, derrière le liche. T'es pas là, rota et bête la nuit. Et je voudrais, Timon, ne pas donner. C'est encore l'objet qui n'est pas roche. Mon bouton, Timon, comme Oui, merci à vous autres.
Great job. You know, we were talking about a while ago about younger musicians and stuff, but for the CFMA and for the awards night that happens every August for the Lookout Jam, we have we review the CDs from the previous year.
Right.
Like this year is for next year. Actually, next year's shows can be for the CDs released this year.
Yeah.
So we've been averaging, you know, six, seven, five, six, seven CDs, Cajun CDs, that qualify. Because you need to have 60% of that music needs to be all Cajun music before you even qualify. Oui. Well, I got to tell you, this year, with the release of your CDs, we're going to have 12.
That's going to be a lot.
Yeah, 12 CDs. So that's great. That's great news for that's CFMA. Good. It's great news for traditional Cajun music lovers like Ray Landry, for sure. Some off the top of my head, Mr. Harry Trahan and his daughter Lisa, Carl Huval. This man's on Carl Huval's CD as well. High Performance, the Huval Fuselier Trio, Acadien. Jude Morrow, they got a band on the other side of Houston, Texas called Gumbo Ce Soir.
Oui, j'ai entendu.
And they play some really beautiful music. They like that Balfour style fiddling.
Uh-huh.
And old Pete Bergeron every morning plays a cut from those guys there. But we like that. The CFMA loves that when you have when these guys have a lot of competition. We like that because that means that more and more young people are spending money to record these CDs, and so you got to do your part too. You got to buy their CDs so they can play and support live music. Whenever these guys are playing somewhere, you support them. They got a family just like everybody else, and let me assure you one thing: these musicians, being one, we don't make a lot of money, Jeff. We got to be teachers. We got to be welders. We got to be carpenters. We do all of this stuff for fun.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do this stuff because it pays a lot of money. Trust me when I tell you that. So, having said that, Denise got some CDs over there for sale.
Yeah, Rodaye.
Rodaye. And c'était non Pierre qui a prêté le Hakamoto?
Oui. Non, ce n'est pas non Pierre. J'avais un vieux nom, un grand nom. Il s'appelait Théard. Et c'est non Théard.
We're
going to play this for all the Simons.
Hakamoto is a song by Joe Bonsall.
Joe Bonsall, that's right.
The Orange Playboys. But the hack means, it's like a buggy. You know, he
a wagon with everything on it for sale.
He borrowed the buggy. And so I'm not going to give the story away, but he borrowed the buggy and he got caught with another woman. So here's the story.
Blonde, la bébronne, de leur hague au échat, à la partie, son gars de soleil, où la chatte y fait. Yeah.
So the next one, la prochaine, c'est Acadian Breakdown. That's another original for
oui,
the band.
De nous autres.
So,
yeah.
So you said you had 13 songs?
On the new CD, there's 13 with the four counts.
13 songs with the four little jokes.
Yep.
We're going to do one right now, by the way. And then you have four originals?
On the CD?
Right? Yes.
Maybe four or five of the 13. Yeah.
That's great, by the way.
Something like that. We're always
looking for new material out there, too.
We've been recording.
So we can copy.
Oh, yeah. We've been recording since 2004. This is the sixth release of the band since 2004. And every CD we have has always got to be an original tune. That's the MO of the band.
We do original
music.
A lot of the other bands out there playing Cajun music needs to do that as well. They need to just.
That's how the songs got there to begin with. Somebody had to write them.
That's right. So we're going to do a brand new one by Acadian called Acadian Breakdown.
Well, we actually did this one. This is an original, but we did it on our last CD. But we'll do it anyway. It's not on the new one. This is on the previous one.
Okay.
But we'll do it anyway. It's an original.
So if you like that one, just buy the last one and then you buy this one.
That's right.
When I was introducing the bands that released the CD this year, I said that Mitch Schechnader played with Kyle Huvan also.
Mm-hmm.
Cody LaFleur back there on drums.
That's
played
right.
with him also. If you ever get a chance to hear that young group, you need to go. It's they play some wonderful music. Well, all them young guys play wonderful music. T'as pris des ticons de Marion Marcotte, no?
Moi, j'aime Marion Marcotte, mon air. Ça, c'est un de mes favorites. Oh, oui. Marion, je les ai pas appris de lui.
J'ai
trouvé en anglais et puis je l'ai traduit en français. Mais moi j'aime Marion Marcotte, non que l'air c'est notre. Tous les vieux. Oh yeah.
Tu veux dire un petit compte?
All right.
Non,
c'est
un petit bouton pour faire ça.
Ah oui. On va faire vite. All right. Il y avait une bougue. Il y avait un mulet qui était prêt pour vendre. Qui était pour vendre. Et le bougre, il a été pour acheter le mulet. Mais le mulet, lui, était pour un prêtre. Et quand il arrivait, le prêtre dit, il est bien instruit, il est smart, il est une bonne mulet, mais tout, il connaît juste deux choses. Tout, il connaît, c'est ça ici. Il est un peu religieux parce que je suis un prêtre, il était montré par moi. Ça fait, he's a little bit religious, OK? Tout, il connaît, c'est deux choses. Quand tu veux qu'il va, il faut que tu dis Alléluia. Et là, quand tu veux qu'il arrête, il faut que tu dis Amen. C'est tout, il connaît. Bouk dit, ouais, ça, c'est pas trop difficile. Alors, ouais. Ça fait, il monte sur le mulet. Il trappe. Il dit, Alléluia. Le petit mulet, il a commencé à galoper comme ça. Là. Oh, ça, c'est bon charge ici. Il dit, Amen. Comme un 10 sous, on a dime, right there. Pas trop avec ça. Ça fait, il a payé le prêtre. Il est parti. Ça fait, il a été pour un voyage sur son mulet, loin, loin là-bas. Et il a arrivé dans les montagnes. Et il peut galoper sur son mulet, là, comme ça. Là. Et finalement, il est nerveux parce qu'il a oublié les mots pour les faire arrêter. Parce qu'il a vu qu'il était prêt à approcher le bord de la montagne. Ça fait, il s'est mis un moyen nerveux. Il dit, oh mon Dieu, quoi c'est le mot? Ça, il dit, il se rappelle qu'il est un mulet religieux. Il dit, Bib, il dit, Église, il dit, quelque chose. Le mulet, il continue à galoper, pas rien. Ça fait, lui, il était panique, là. Il s'est mis en panique. Ça fait, il lève les mains, là, sa tête, là, comme ça, il a commencé à prier. Il dit au bon Dieu, il dit, bon Dieu, ici, s'il vous plaît, il dit, arrête ce vieux mulet. Il dit, au nom du Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit, Amen. Droite en avant, la bord de la montagne, juste comme ça. Là. Il était en arrière, là, il dit, oh, il dit, mon Dieu, il dit, Alléluia. Right over the head. Where's my drum roll? Yeah. That one's a good one. I got to tell that one in English.
I like it. Okay, je vais espérer.
I'll be waiting for you.
That's I'll be waiting for you. Je vais espérer pour toi.
Aujourd'hui, oui, chère petite fille, t'as prêt quitter, chère, prêt quitter pour t'en aller à Grenouille. Tu es mon je peux faire, même malheureux, si je parais pour le jour, je vais te voir tu lui chartes fille, quand t'es ensemble, t'étais la meilleure chose dans le monde qui arrivait. À ce t'es plus ici, comment je vais faire avec moi-même, mais quand même, oui, je vais espérer jusqu'à maman. you so much.
I'll be waiting for you.
J'espère pour toi.
Gannon, you still doing that gig over there at Wayne and Lane's in Suffolk on Sunday afternoons? Oh, is that right? 6 months ago. So, yes. Someone told me that Donovan Bork took. What's the guy's name again? Tommy's place. Yeah. Yes. Well, can't do too bad with Donovan Bork. I love him. It's one of those young kids I was talking about a while ago. One of them great young kids. There's a place over there in Suffolk, Louisiana. You go to the end of the world, come back 50 feet, it's right there. Wayne and Lane's every Sunday afternoon. Ellis Vanacor, R.C. Vanacor, and the Lacassine Playboys play there. Let me say, it is a treat. You think about a nightclub that you went in about 30, 50 years ago, and there it is. You just walk right into that place that you walked in 50 years ago. And it's a beautiful place. My wife and I, every time we get a chance to go West Louisiana right there. We try to go to Wayne and Lane's, that's for sure. You're going to have a good time. It's what's amazing about those people over there, they don't miss a dance.
No.
The minute that first note on that accordion cranked up, they dance. And, beautiful place, beautiful time. It's like I said, you need to go support live music, live Cajun music specifically, for sure. We're going to do one. Of course, let's give it up for Ryan Simon and the band Acadian.
Oui, merci.
Ryan Simon on accordion, fiddle, and vocals, and my friend right there, Mitch Schechtschneider on fiddle. Gainey Arsimo on bass, and Cody LaFleur on drums back there. Them guys are great musicians.
Thank you all so much. Always
love them. We're going
to
do one for you, something called the Stomp de Bosco.
Oui.
Hold on 1 second. Did Larry write you back? Yeah? Did he say I was right or not? I got to know if I was right. I never thought I was anything wrong, that I did anything wrong. That could have been it, that's for sure.
Yep. 731. Yeah, thank you all so much.
The Bosco Stomp.